welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week I'm joined by Ryu Lobotomized, Hut the Kickable.
Whoa.
I'm your host, as always. This week we're here to talk about Dragon Ball Chapters 171 to 180.
Yes. That's so questionably. You were like, 171 to 180?
Sure. I know I just read it, but like, I wasn't. I kind of forgot.
I mean, you weren't sure you read the correct ones.
Also,
you
know? you gotta make sure you read the actual ones. Did everyone just read them today?
I know I did. I've had a very busy
I did.
Oh, wow. Well. We all did. Okay.
Technically, I started yesterday, but some things came up while at work, so I couldn't.
So when did you start, Ben?
This is a good talking point because Hut sent me today at 10 a.m. He sent me, "Hey, try not to stall the chapters today." Because last week I had a little bit of an issue. I was, I thought I could read them, but then I slept in a bit too long, so I didn't have enough time to properly do it. Okay. Some other things came up.
It'd be worse. Could have slept longer.
Yeah. But he said that at 10 a.m. to me. I started reading at 2 p.m. I read three chapters. Then I read the 10. I had to go do other shit. Then I read the rest like at like 4 or 5 or something. Maybe 6.
See, I said that, but I was kind of hypocritical because I didn't start before like 4. So
I like that you have as little influence on me as you do to yourself.
So I read like 2 chapters in my main break at work yesterday, and then I read the other 8 in like 10 minutes today. Like 5.
Quick.
Okay, so this is something that I think might also be interesting to talk about, because the way like Dragon Ball reads is like a big topic of the series, right? Because of its paneling. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I think is super enjoyable in shonen in general, and I think like Dragon Ball is a big aspect of that because so much screen time is devoted in Dragon Ball, more than any other shonen that like tries to not copy it but like utilize that style. Like, it just uses a lot of time to make sure that movements are understood, and that means that when we're in a tournament arc like this where we have a lot of fights back to back, it means that a lot of the chapters that we're going to be reading are just going to be like 2 pages of somebody getting hit, dodging, jumping back, and trying to counterattack, and there's no words there, only sound effects, lines, and you know, characters.
Someone like a reaction, like, "Oh my god, that was crazy!" And then that's it. Like Goku is so fast, and like that's it. Like usually like a small reactions like that, but it's never really like, "Oh yeah, his powers are blah 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 blah." Like
never like broad
100 chapters of just explanation of power.
Yeah.
Like, how do you guys feel about that trope? Like the reactions
of like just someone saying like, "Hey," like the reaction of like, "Oh, he's so fast," or whatever.
Yeah, like the whole.
Oh, I mean, that's a good example that happened in these chapters. The fight between Tien and Goku, I think it was, where Chi-Chi was like, "You guys can follow this," or was that the fight between Krillin and Dima Jr.?
No, that
last
was
time Chi-Chi's relevant.
That was. Tien and
I'm wrong. But...
Okay, yeah, and then like I think then like Krillin was commenting, "Oh, they're so fast," and like the guys, and then she was like, and Yamcha as well, and she was like, "You guys can see them or like follow their movements," like that puts perspective like how different these people are. Like those are good, but you also have the ones where you're like who is that girl, and then you're like no idea, and like that's I guess. It kind of puts some context, but still.
Yeah, like it's funny because Dragon Ball is, of course, really old. Like, to grab a recent example from an episode that I watched literally today of a different anime, Solo Leveling. You guys have already seen this episode because I'm watching the dub, so I'm a bit behind. So, episode 9, if you haven't watched Solo Leveling, spoilers. Jinmu is fighting the assassin in the tunnel, right? Yeah. And at some point, like, he blocks a strike, and that's how he starts his part of the fight. And it cuts to like I forgot the mage's name.
The girl.
No, the mage, the sword fighter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Song.
The old
song. Yeah, and then Juhi like as well, like them reacting. Mm. And I started laughing with them reacting because like, oh, we're doing this trope because it had like half of the screen. Like with Song reacting, and then like and had a bar in the middle. And then, like, then the second half was Juhee reacting. And I thought it was so funny, because it's just, like, that's such, like, a common, like, trope, like, other characters reacting with, like, the, whoa! Like, the shocked faces and just disbelief. And it's a good way to infer that, like, what a character is doing is not normal. Mm. It's a very easy way to do that. But I feel like it's not, like, the most effective, because we kind of know what it's supposed to be. I think for a series like Solo Leveling, which is kind of just like Power Fantasy, it works fine, because it's just supposed to be like, haha, cool main character moment. But
yeah,
in other series, I feel like it's used a bit too frequently. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I feel like it depends for me, right? Because I feel like it's nice because it displays the level of, like, who the people doing the things, it displays that how high level they are, whether it's like fighting or like cooking or something. Like, they're like, oh, they're so good, they're so skilled. Fine, right? But there is sometimes I think it can, if they do it a lot frequently, in like a short amount of time, I feel like it can be a bit repetitive. And okay, so this is One Piece spoilers. The anime hasn't gotten to this point yet.
And then so, manga spoilers.
One Piece manga spoilers. I remember in Kuma's backstory, when Dragon Ivankov and the rest come to break out. I think it was to break out Kuma, right? Or they were going to the prison into Kuma's country to break someone out, at least, right?
I don't remember. I gotta reread the arc, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it irked me because there were so many. There was like the big panel with Dragon and the revolutionaries, you know, going there, and then there was like a bunch of small reactions. So be like, "Oh, that's Dragon. Oh, is that really Dragon? Oh, wow, that's Dragon." And that annoyed the hell out of me. Having so many like test
matches. I think that's something that would have been better if it was structured differently. Because in what you're saying, if I'm interpreting it correctly, because I don't remember the moment, it's like a big panel of them doing the thing, and then above it, it has the reactions, right? Okay, see, so that's like a thing where suspense is very important, because what those panels do is build up suspense. So it would have been better if those like reaction panels, like, holy shit, it's this guy, were in the page prior,
mm-hmm.
and you don't show the character at that point. And mm-hmm. then you do the reveal, right?
Yes, I feel like that would have been a lot better. Yeah.
If it was as how is it how is it as how it works. Fuck me, as how it is now, you have like the like Dragon already visible in your point of view when you scroll down to the panel, right? If you have like a separate like page in between with like the reactions, you immediately you're
taking advantage of that page flip.
Exactly, you're taking advantage of not being able to see the character yet. So you're like, oh, it's Dragon, oh, it's Dragon. And you're like, oh, Dragon is coming. And then you see Dragon instead of already seeing Dragon in the point of your eye and then seeing reactions.
The series that I remember does really well with this is actually Naruto. I think Naruto takes such good advantage of like the page turn.
Yes. I was rereading Naruto not so long ago. Well, actually, a year ago plus. And it was really good with those, yeah.
Yeah, with physical copies, I think out of the big three, I think the physical copies, but like, elevate Naruto the best. Like, I think having the physical copies of Naruto and reading them genuinely makes it more enjoyable than, say, for Bleach or One Piece, where I think you can still get a really good experience online.
Naruto, really. I'm like a slow reader, but the volumes, like, went so fast, I didn't even notice when I got to the end of the page. I'm like, whoa, I'm finished with the volume already? It's crazy. It's actually great.
Yeah, Naruto's very clean art and like apparently. Anyways, let's get into some actual Dragon Ball talk instead of keeping diverging.
I mean, we're a more general. We're technically Dragon Ball podcast, but in theory, we're like a more general. We're in this same space. It's fine.
Yeah, we're doing Dragon Ball adjacent talk, so like it's good.
We evolve Dragon Ball sometimes.
Basketball right now, for example. Don't
so in Dragon Ball, they have orange balls.
Don't diverge. No, no.
So in basketball, they have orange balls. In Dragon Ball, we have seven of them.
And they make the dupe pot.
All of it cannabis.
Yep. Anyway, so Chi-Chi versus Goku.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, of course, Goku still doesn't know who the fuck Chi-Chi is. So that's he is Chi-Chi. Because in his mind, I was thinking about this, and it's very fair for him to not remember. It's been 6 years, it's been at least.
Years.
And he's gone through so much bullshit. So many strong fighters. So much, like, stuff that happened.
He
almost... How old is Goku at this point?
18. Like, yeah, like his last episode.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Think about this from that perspective, right? So Goku's 18. If somebody you hadn't seen since you were 12 showed up...
Remember, no, that reminds me of, like, when you have, like, that one aunt that comes to, like, some, like, family gathering, and you're like... Oh yeah, I wiped your ass. You're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And then we were watching the show and we still had no fucking idea who it was. So
yeah, true. Like I binge to the shit and at the moment I was like, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Because I did I think I talked about this last episode where I felt like it was just somebody that Goku met in the interim, like in one of the time skips. Because, like, Goku gets up to a lot of bullshit during those times, and it's just very easy to be like, he could have met her in, like, the fucking jungle and had, like, an adventure there.
True.
Like, save her town for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and Goku's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we wouldn't put it past him.
No, we wouldn't either.
But, yeah, so can we just, Chi-Chi is pretty strong, right? I guess that makes sense.
But she can't beat Goku.
Can't you beat Goku though? Yeah. I mean, no. Actually, she did capture his heart. So. But
that's beating him in some way.
Yep. Let's hope he doesn't beat her.
Beat something else of him. Oh. I'll see myself out.
Yeah, you go.
I also love that, like, Goku's like, wait, live together? Us? What's your name? It's like he gives her his name. He's like, oh, really? Oh, I was afraid I have to live with someone I didn't even know the name of. It's like, I'm just going along with it.
That was genuinely a really funny moment.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so funny.
But
I felt like that the fact that he just accepted, like, oh, I must have promised. Oh, well, guess I have. That's respect.
That was actually nice. He was like, I didn't know what marriage was. Oh, well, but I did promise.
What does wife mean?
This essentially just teach him gaslighting Goku into marriage.
It is. You promised me. I
marry me.
I'll be your wife. Fuck it. Okay.
Robots gaslight gatekeep. There we are.
Yep. Also, technically, he's not a wife beater yet because they're not together, and he didn't put a hand on her.
Okay. Whoa. What? Never said that.
First of all, yet. It's a crazy word to throw in there.
I mean, he's not wearing the white tank up yet as well, so we're good.
That's true, actually.
Also, like, I love how, like, Krillin was like, stupid idiot, you want to marry her. Yes, it means you want to marry her, like the wife thing. Like, Krillin had to explain it to him.
It was like, yeah,
but it makes sense.
He said how did you get engaged to Kira like that?
Yeah, the thing is, like, before they showed the panels of, like, him promising it, her to marry her, I was going to go through the old volumes and just make sure to, like, have it so I could be like, yeah, no, look, we have the panels, but to actually just put it in there, it's not made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, it's dope.
And, it's
so much simpler.
Wulong remembered, which is a funny part.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I thought that was fire. I thought that was great.
I thought that was like, these are good reactions. Like, that's a good, funny reaction. Like, yeah, I remembered.
Yeah, y'all know.
It's also a good, like, character moment for Wulong, because, like, he remembers her because he had to, for him, it makes sense that he remembered, because for him, that time period sucked. Because he had to, like, help, like, cover for Bulma with Roshi's payment to put out Frypan Mountain. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's wild that Yamcha didn't remember, actually, because he got beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to threading as well. He has
didn't
do as much.
Oh,
never
mind. This was when Yamcha was an incel.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah, that as well.
It was like he knocked her out, and it was like, Puar was like, well, you're not afraid of her? It's like, no, Puar, because I'm not a pedophile. I remember.
Nah, that was good. That was a good joke. Sometimes Dragon Ball jokes really get on my nerves, and other times it's shit like that. I'm like, yeah, that's good, that's valid, that's funny.
Yep. Hilarious.
Also, I was just thinking about a DBZA joke during this entire fight. Hunt knows what I'm talking about. Hunt knows what I'm talking about. And that's what I love about this. I can just say DBZA and Hunt knows exactly what I'm talking about when I'm referencing something like this shit.
I've watched it several times. So.
We need to do a watch through of all of us, you know, like after we finish this season.
We've already planned it. It's already planned.
We just turn into a React YouTube channel. We just watch DBZA together.
Yeah, great.
Yep. I mean, the idea was that we would all read it, and then afterwards we'd continue. We would just read abridged.
Read abridged. Yeah. Where's the manga for abridged? Where is it?
Right now. Honestly, they probably would do that. It would just cut around like all the panels and just change.
I was about to say, I'm just gonna fucking change things. I'm just gonna Photoshop.
Just do a little sticks. Cutting here and chopping there, and you know, easy.
And voila, we have achieved peak comedy.
Yep. Also, I love when Goku finally remembers the whole "I promise you, I take you as my wife," and then he just says, "But I," like in thought, he says, "But I thought it was some kind of food." Oh well, screw that. I promise.
He's like, that. Hold on.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Like, oh, I thought it was.
And then he's like, "We'll get married," and she's like, "Agreed." And they're like, "I."
Yeah, so Goku holds promises highly, you know.
Yeah. And then the reaction of the crew just being like, "Huh." Yoda's just laughing and like cheering for them. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. He says he thought it was like, yeah, that she meant it was something to eat. I was like, oh well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it makes sense. It. Like for him, oh Goku, like Goku is just asexual. Like.
Yeah.
Probably
just yeah, and he.
Like they probably like one. There's a lot of variants of asexuality. So like it's one of the subtypes that I am not like that I don't remember enough of this shit of to think like, just, properly honestly, peg him for.
It's honestly, not interested just, in all like so
fighting sexual. You know, it's fine.
Fighting sexual.
That no, sounds like he's Hisoka. Beating someone up. That is.
Whoa, no.
No, Hisoka is a pedophile.
But he's not,
there's proof for that. There's proof for that. He looked at Don's
huge
behind, and he was like,
"You know."
No, in the I think it's a combination of probably in the Hunter exam when
I literally gets hard in a fight at some point, and one of the wildest fucking things.
It was I've ever seen. It was actually
I don't remember exactly arena. Where
Heavenly Arena against Gon.
Oh yeah, it was yeah.
This is gonna make me sound very weird, but that's a really good arc.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I'm probably biased though, but
tournament arcs.
It's a great arc.
I love the fights against like the three masters. Anyway,
Dragon Ball. Okay, whatever. Dragon Ball.
Speaking of martial masters.
But you're gonna say March Madness, and that's a segue back into basketball.
Martial matters. We spoke about Eminem.
I thought he said Martian Manhunter. I was like, what?
That's why we're talking about DC.
Quick
is this the derailing episode? Are we just sabotaging ourselves?
Bro, this bunch of chapters has a lot of good in it, right? But we're just talking about everything else.
It's just like, all this epic shit happened. But what about Eminem, though?
What about small Baltman versus big, green Baltman?
Okay, let's go over to the Baldi. Yes,
a lot of bald people.
America would be jealous of the baldness.
So Krillin versus Piccolo. So Krillin versus Piccolo? That was really good. I really liked it.
Bro did a Luffy.
As in,
stretch his arm.
Oh yeah.
He's like, yoink.
It's like you come mind. Here now.
Yeah. See, I was also
I love Krillin's like double Kamehameha. Just like the two of them.
Yeah, that's and, like, cool.
Controlled them well as well.
Yeah, he did Goku, but better. You know when Goku did it against Piccolo.
Yeah.
Like when he moved it, like whipped it around. Yeah.
Yeah, he did it just better.
Like he saw that, and was like, I'm gonna train for that. It's fun to see that like. Yamcha, Krillin, and whatever, like, they took on aspects of what I saw from Goku, and they applied it to them differently. Like, they They did stuff with it.
Yeah.
But Goku did the same to them. I like that it's like essentially a shared pool of martial knowledge.
Yeah, and then there is something fucking else, and they're just developing a whole new thing.
When, yeah, just cloning himself out of fucking nowhere.
Cloning himself, just says, I guess.
But they were not like there were not like mirror images of him like doing sidesteps. They were actual clones.
Yeah. But back to Krillin versus Piccolo, it was
So one thing that I found fun is that Krillin also could like use the fly thing. This one. Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, it's super cool to see how these guys are like overlapping and that they're actually like using each other. Using each other's techniques and like skill, trying to figure it out, and like it really gives you the feeling that they're helping each other elevate themselves, right?
Yeah, they really are.
Their competition and like gives them access to new techniques, new ways to train, and all this stuff. And it's just super cool to see. And I think like this like Krillin versus Piccolo fight is like the perfect distillation of that so far, where like we see Krillin put up a great fight. Even Piccolo says like, "Man, you were actually pretty close." And like he does this through like the use of so many different techniques that like he's seen and that he's used, and I think like this is just like the best version of the side characters may not win, but you can tell they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of something that I feel like a lot of the like discourse and like you know just the general anime community. For series like these, kind of go a bit too hard on because they just look at like the stats, they just look at like do they win or not, and like if side characters don't win, then that means that like the series is just main character glazing, which I'm not saying that Dragon Ball isn't doing. I'm just saying that like. A lot of fans in the fandoms, they tend to look a bit too negatively towards these moments because Krillin didn't beat Piccolo.
No.
Or Damon Jr. Like, he didn't beat him.
Makes sense, too, as well. Like, on a power level scale, like, Piccolo or Damon Jr. is just a lot stronger.
I like how we just went to calling him Piccolo, but he's not called Piccolo. He's called, like, Damon
Jr. Junior or Mon Jr. or Damon Jr. or whatever.
Like he's not Piccolo, but he's baby Piccolo.
Yeah,
he's not baby Piccolo anymore, but like whatever.
Everyone,
it's like an infant Piccolo. No, but like Piccolo in this fight, like Demon Jr. in this fight, like he at the start genuinely looked like he was in trouble. Like he did some like smiles, hiding in complete darkness. No, like when you look at the paneling, like Piccolo is like when especially with the Kamehamehas, he looks like afraid, like oh shit, I'm gonna fucking get hit here, and then he has like the fucking Superman eyes and he just beams them anyway. But like, and then he's like, okay, I'll also show you my actual strength. But like, it's like Sukuna, right? Like the latest few chapters. Spoilers
for Jujutsu Kaisen, the manga. We really gotta stop referencing other spoiler things after this. Go.
Yeah.
Yes. Sukuna doing like the whole "I haven't used it since the Heian era." Like the whole like oh I'm scared, and then oh wait a minute, I haven't used this. Yes. Like it's I don't know. Shit's wild.
Yes. That's what my camera is acting up.
And then Piccolo just goes all out and beats the fuck out of Krillin. Krillin does put up a great fight though.
He does, and also,
and he knows when to lose. He knows what to
give. We were talking about that like previous chapter or like previous batch where Roshi was like, "Oh, don't." We were talking about Roshi saying, "Oh, don't push yourself too hard," right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pushing himself really hard here, but it wasn't.
It doesn't exceed his limits, right?
Yeah, he doesn't go like one of them dies, you know. Like he was severely damaged, but he didn't like continue to death.
Yeah, and again, this is like just a really big difference between like I think the mentality Dragon Ball has, and then like what we've just taken from that, and like after that as series and
gone. Thing is, Lin still doesn't know this is Piccolo's spawn, right?
No, nobody him and Shenlu.
Yeah, him and Tien.
Shen's ult.
Yeah. Goku, Shen, and Tien. But so it makes sense. But do you guys think he would act differently if he knew it was Piccolo's spawn?
I don't think so. I think he would honestly be more scared. He would just be more scared, and I think
you're more scared.
Krillin would probably just get sense, in his own way a
since,
bit more.
Since Tambourine did kill him, so it makes
yeah,
that's kind of traumatic.
No shit. Yeah, no, generally, like, but like Krillin, like he tried to stand up, and he was like, he just fell down again, and Demon Junior was genuinely surprised by seeing him stand up. Like, ain't no way he lived. Because he thought, oh, I killed him. I might be disqualified here. Yeah. Like, he thought I accidentally killed him again. Because I stood up.
Which then you know, makes like, sense, because he's, like, smashed him to the ground. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's not the greatest idea.
No.
But he, yeah, but he survived. And Krillin was pretty resilient, so he did put up a good fight, yeah.
Alright. Do we have anything to say about the Shen fight?
With Goku versus Tien,
no Shen versus Yamcha first.
Shen versus Yamcha first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know, there's this thing called the Drunken Fist in more media. I think it's an actual Japanese fist.
We've also seen Roshi use it in
exactly. It's like the whole idea of like you act drunk so you're not predictable. I thought this. I didn't realize Shen was Shenron. No shit. I'm dumb. It was pretty, like, I thought, like, when Goku said, like, oh, yeah, of course he is. That's so dumb. Why didn't I realize? But anyway.
Oh, I had like, no clue either. I was just like, oof.
Damn, yeah. This guy's strong. Like, I thought it was some Japanese name. I was like, I guess
so. Yeah, I was like, who is this dude?
Who is this?
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah. Goober.
Goofy Goober.
Salt man. But they're like when he was like doing the clumsy, I thought he was like, oh, it's like sort of clumsy fist or something. Like, he's doing, like, the clumsy. Whole, like, I'm clumsy and then actually hitting them hard. I thought that was his whole gag.
Mean, which is kind of what he was doing. It was just,
at the beginning, he definitely was. Yeah. No. And it was like he was acting weak and like actually strong. And then he was like, and then Yamcha was like teasing him, like, I'll seriously fight. And like, oh, that's seriously fight. And then like he just fucking speedballed his ass. Probably, yeah. I'm assuming it was like an elbow, like from the like paneling. Can't really tell.
I think so. I haven't checked it.
And then Yamcha's like everyone like super surprised, like especially Krillin. Like, he was like the giant eye, the very small like dot eyes.
Yeah, it makes like, sense because like, Shen went from like oh goofy to like oh I'm actually a martial arts master. Like he like was countering Yamcha's attacks and like ooh wash your legs, you know. Like
bro was doing like Bang from my One Punch Man, like countering every single fist.
And yeah, he right literally back. Was doing the water stream crushing rock fist.
Not crushing.
Guys,
this sorry.
We keep getting so derailed. This is not what needs to matter. What needs to matter, bro?
I'm cursed with too much anime knowledge that I just connect everything with other things. Anyways.
I think that's just how the human brain works, seeing patterns. That's kind of what
seeing patterns are connecting them. Yeah, that's just how humans function.
So
could you tell me how seeing patterns and not connecting them would work? I'd love to be there.
Okay, so you know, like a puzzle, right?
Yeah, okay.
You just don't build it.
I'm there. I see a puzzle.
What now? You just don't build it. You just don't.
Just stop. It was like, yeah, that's a puzzle, all right. Anyway.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, we see the spirit ball. We see so Yamcha got a new technique. That's cool. He lost Shen, but it makes sense.
Goofy. Like he looked genuinely like when he did that, he looked so like done. Like he looked so like sweaty and like so just like so exhausted from just using it.
Yeah.
Just when he summoned it.
Mm-hmm. And Shen went from like, oh no, this guy is. I need to take him out now. When he got hit with a spirit ball, it wasn't even like a panel of him, you know, being like, oh, it hurts. He was like, look, he got hit. He then
did like a backflip.
Did a backflip, bounced on the thing, and just went for him.
Speedballed his ass. Yeah. Like, he immediately attacked him.
The Yamcha's energy ball thing that he can control. That shit was sick as fuck.
Yeah, the fact that he can just.
You just control it completely, but it took a lot of energy.
Yeah, but like it it was just kind of like a ball.
Yeah.
He just acted like a ball because it hit him in the chin and didn't like explode or anything.
I mean, yeah, he just doesn't want to kill him either, right? He might.
That's true.
So I feel like he can probably make like, it explode if he wants.
The way Yamcha like falls out of the ring as well, like he gets hit like in the like chest or stomach by Shen, and then he just wobbles out because he just lost so much energy and so much like power into that ball. It's a lot. It's a very draining power to use.
Because
he wobbled, like his like legs are just shaking. Like,
yeah, I like that. Essentially, the like energy beams and stuff like that. That it's very taxing and it's not something you can afford to do lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it feel like they're actually like important techniques and that they matter rather than just like fucking. Here's 17 of them.
Yeah, that's why Goku in the last tournament also was like, "Nah, I'm gonna spare my Kamehameha for later." Yeah. So they're very sparing with their techniques. Like Krillin also just used two beams in his fight.
Yep. I think like this is also like they try not to use techniques twice as well. Like they don't really spam any techniques.
Yeah, but because they're like, okay, my opponent has seen this, I should probably switch my tactics around.
Yeah. And I like that. Like, it can normally you would say like, okay, it was effective, so like, why the fuck don't you keep using it? But I think in this, like because it's a lot more like emphasis on technique and like still the martial aspect of it. If you know a strike is coming, then you can dodge it or you know redirect it or what have you. So, in this
context,
it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does.
I just googled it. Shen is the Chinese word for God. So I'm curious how Goku knows Chinese, but
I mean, he's based on the Chinese, you know.
I mean, yeah, he's based on Wukong.
We're back to Journey to the West.
We're back.
Oh, it's taken so long. Let's talk more about Jet and Adam.
Has there been any references that you've noticed about like Journey to the West lately? Because at the beginning there was quite a few, but now we haven't had it.
Like, we've gone like a long way from like copying the Journey to the West format that we did in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, actually introducing characters with same names. I'm sure there's like, I'm sure that there's a chance that like there's still more Journey to the West references and more characters that have been introduced, but. Journey to the West length. I'm gonna look up real quick.
Long.
It's West length. Yeah, it's Yeah, okay. Wikipedia does not tell me just the length.
Tell you the girth?
It's 100 chapters. Hmm. Which were written over the course of 300 years? What? Oh, no, wait. The story spans 300 years. They get up to a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we get to...
Oh, I don't know everything about Journey to the West. If we miss references, feel free to comment on the video so we can learn more about Journey to the West.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And then we get to Chen and Goku. In the semifinals.
Yep.
The panel when they like walk to the gate to get into the fight, I like a lot because you can see their height difference. Goku is still so much shorter than Tien. Like Tien is like a good like 3 heads taller.
We've talked about it before that like the growth of Goku is shown very well. Like it feels like he isn't like really an adult.
Tien also grew, I assume. I think at least a little.
You're saying
not as much as Goku.
I think Shen.
I don't know. How old is Chen?
I don't think we know.
We don't know anything about Chen.
Man's an anomaly.
Really? With 3 eyes.
Yes.
With or 12.
Eyes. He just hit him with the enlightenment.
Yeah, when he was like,
oh, that's why he has solar flare.
Ah! Bro's been a monk for 40 years.
Krillin is the monk. Crazy.
That's true. He came from a monastery.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, Chen is also bald. So
Piccolo's a monk!
Bro, she's a monk!
Bobo's a monk!
Yautsu is almost a monk.
There's so many bald people. I mean, it's easy because you don't have to draw hair every time.
Fair.
Imagine Super Saiyan, but bald.
Super bald. Shine Sprider.
Get a shinier head.
It's like a ting.
The ting just gets bigger.
On the dome, yeah. It becomes an actual physical aspect instead of just an effect.
Yep.
Like one power should just like reflect the sun. It is just a beam you can shoot.
Time for the legendary transformation. Mirror.
You become a fucking mirror. That's your ultimate power.
Tien's solar flare is stronger than Goku's solar flare because Tien is bald. The sun just reflects the
Yep. We had a canon list, right? Oh no, that was never mind. That was a different series.
That was Fate. So I guess we can tell the story because we're derailing anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah. Me, Ryu, and our friend Koala, like we wanted to watch Fate, and because Fate is Fate, it was hard to keep track of what was real and what wasn't.
See, you should have. Here is the thing, though. You should have started with either Fate's Day Night if you wanted to do like be a little original or like wanted to watch the OG old style.
We did.
Or you could watch Unlimited Blade Works.
Which we also did. We tried watching both. Like, we started Blade Works, realized, oh, wait, this is, like, newer, and then we went to Stay Night. But there's discrepancies between the two. And those were the first things we watched. So we had a list of, like, okay, what makes sense to us and what doesn't. We had a list of canon events.
In the first episode of Blade Works,
to see, like, the prequel kind of thing. Though it does spoil some stuff in Stay Night, but... Anyways,
in the first episode of Blade Works, she gets the amulet from her father, right? That's what it was, or is that Stay Night?
That's Stay Night.
That's
Stay Night. And the other one, she just finds on the ground. She just finds the amulet randomly.
I don't know. Like, it's the other way around. Like,
yeah, right. Like in Blade Works, like, she gets it from her father.
She finds it in a box in Stay Night, and then like in Unlimited Blade Works, she gets it from her father. And we just thought, and we were watching it, that's way cooler if she gets it from her dad. Like, it's way cooler.
Yeah, like a family heirloom. So we just said, that's canon. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we should probably finish the chapters first. You know, Tien and Goku being like, cool, matching each other in speed. Let's start. It's kind of nice.
Matching.
Yeah, we were talking about like essentially like how we like how the techniques and stuff, how they're being used and how they show like where like the strength growth of the characters. Another good way that is being used here is the speed stuff with not being able to be seen. This just shows really well where we came from with the first like World Martial Arts Tournament, because remember then.
Roshi.
Krillin and Roshi did that, and they recapped the whole thing, and they only did it for like a couple seconds. Here, it's like an extended section of the fight is happening in this, and just shows how far we've come as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing I just liked is that Tien does a sai, like just like the hand beam, and Goku just punch it back like it's fucking hockey ball. A lock hockey ball? Yes, like
hockey ball,
like it's hockey. Or what's this? Nope, volleyball. That's the word. I was wondering if I could combine hockey and volleyball. It's like a hockey ball. Yes.
I thought you were somehow fucked up football, and I was gonna make an NHFL joke. Welcome to the NHFL, lads.
Yep. No, Goku just punches back, just showing like, look, this is nothing. And then just like speedball each other. Like, there's so many hits. Like, they fall down, and they're just hitting each other over and over again. The fight is very intense, like the speedness, especially, like you say. Mm-hmm. They're going at it so quick. The sounds like they disappeared. And there's the noise, and they only hear the noise of the impacts of hitting each other.
Yeah. Also, Goku, with all that weight, is just as fast as he was in the last tournament.
Yes, that's a good point. I like that as well.
That's actually a pretty crazy, like, because you had like 100 plus kilos on him, and then was as fast as he was previously.
It was in pounds.
It was 250 pounds.
250 pounds. I searched it up. It was 113 kilos.
That's a good amount of kilos.
That's a lot.
Bring that wife.
Like that is like a conversion that's worth doing, because whenever they do something like this in a show, I just like accept that it's a big number from the reactions, because I have no way to gauge it for myself until I do the conversion.
Fair. I just did it at the end, I think, after I finished reading. I was like, what is this? 150.
Fair. Yeah.
And then also, so when Goku just takes off his clothes, I was like, oh, wow, this is heavy. I'm like, okay, cool, move on. Takes his belt.
I love how Krillin is like, let me take that boot for you. Like, and he lifts it up. You're like, what the fuck is this? This is so heavy.
Also, let's not forget, he asked for permission to do this.
Yeah.
And he was like, I bet. Also, I mean, again, so this is where I want to talk about something that none of you will be able to relate to, because that is specifically about the physical copy. I don't know if this is an issue that other people have had who have the physical copy of Dragon Ball, but the bottoms of the pages, like there's color pages here, the bottoms of the pages were stuck together, so I had to like pry them apart, which damaged the pages. And this was for entire chapter. This was the case.
That's like stuck together, right, over time.
Yeah, so like it wasn't cut properly, and no, it was legit like stuck, like there were like attached.
Just like the bottom edge of them? Just like the bottom edge of them stuck together?
Yeah, and like, it had like glue? Little like notches where it happened. I don't know why. Like you can see it here as well. Like you can see like where I had to like pry them apart. And I don't know why that is the case. It was not fun whilst reading. And every time I hurt the page tear a bit because I couldn't properly do it, I was like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's depressing, honestly.
I mean, it happens. Books get damaged. It's not the end of the world. Obviously, you'd rather prevent it. But yeah, I'm just very curious. Like, is this like just a manufacturing issue? Like, if any of you guys have the FizzBig like Dragon Ball volumes, let me know if you've had this problem, because I'd love to know if this is just something general or if I just got fucked on like which copy I got.
Like a bad batch. I want to go back to the whole Chen versus like Goku, like them talking. Like he's like, oh yeah, can I take off my clothes, by the way? She's like, your clothes, it's hot here, right? Like, do as you wish. The only reason he allowed that is because they were friends. Like, they know each other. If Chen had been some random adversary, no fucking way.
He would have allowed Goku to take off his clothes. If Goku was fighting Piccolo, he wouldn't have taken the weights into the fight. He'd be like, yeah, I gotta.
That or he could have like done it partially, right? So like he gets a second in the fight and like casts off the armband, and then like he gets faster that way, and then like you know begins to turn the tide, so he has more time to take off the others.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like his shoes could kick off as well. The arm wristbands.
The shirt. The shirt is the rough part.
You have to take off the actual like.
Imagine him dojo. Using the after image technique just to take off his shirt.
Like, I'm here, and then he's actually behind the stall, like, taking it off real quick.
He's like, and he turns around, like, ah, shit, and takes a hit.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I'd be like, okay, finally, I'm clothed off. He was like, huh, that's pathetic. You did all that to get your clothes off. He's like, yep, and then he just blitzes Piccolo.
I love how when he drops his shirt, you just hear bonk. That's about with bonk.
Crazy. Also.
And Chen gets, like, surprised. Like, may I touch it? And, like, just like, damn, this heavy.
And like in the fight afterwards, when Goku he does the clone thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like what Ben talked about earlier, they don't do the same technique twice. Tien sure as hell does. He was like, it worked. Let me do it again.
Yeah, but it also shows precisely why you shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he was hit one time, and it's like, oh,
two flaws,
easy work.
All right. So what about Kami and Piccolo?
Yes, cool. Kami vs. Piccolo.
It's intense, I'll give it that. Nothing else to say about it, really, right now, because we're not done with it yet.
No, that's the problem, right? Like, you're in the half of a battle, so
yeah,
we can't really
comment on it.
Yeah, especially. I mean, from what we know of so far, right, we can at least tell that they're both, like, a very high level of power, right? Like, they're very, like, in the top.
Yeah, because like it's happening very quickly. They're fighting just like a lot of blows happening, and they're doing damage to the environment as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about
like how... he starts out the fight by immediately ripping apart like all debris, like throwing up everyone. Like he does like the whole hand thing and like does room and just kick like everyone up or tucked is that?
Yep.
And he like knocks everyone out, like knocks him up immediately. And Piccolo is like, Demon Junior is like, who are you? Like he's like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Like immediately pulling these like godlike abilities out of nowhere.
So that'll be cool to see next week.
Yeah, I was just gonna talk about how Goku and Shen had that talk. Like he's like, I know you can't do this because Popo is too kind, and he already told you that if I die or if Piccolo dies, I die, and I know you don't have the heart to finish him off.
The talk, like, I get why they had to do that and have to explain why he's here. The talk was 100% given for audience benefit.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The way they talked, I was like, okay, yeah, this is not how they would normally talk. This is just exposition for us.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that much.
Yeah, like, the response of the people. About, they already talked about if Kami dies, Piccolo dies in the training.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they willfully omit that here, right?
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, that was the reaction of the people, like Krillin and whatever. Oh, quickly this. Krillin, like, why are they talking? Like, that's like, it gives that, like, the reaction of, like, why are they talking like they know each other? Like, why are they talking to each other? But it doesn't give more than that, really.
Yep. All right. Unless we have something else to quickly mention, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
The solar flare?
He steals everything. He has no original technique to his name. But with that, we're going to end off this week's episode. We'll be back next week for chapters 181 to 190, nearly at the 200 mark.
Yeah.
Probably won't finish the tournament, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Goku is faker.
Too hot.
Bye.
I'll be here on Spend, then we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.